I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to Roger in Oklahoma. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, can I get a Coca-Cola for my daughter, Haley? She's going to graduate junior high tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
I have to go to one of those. She loves your voice. She'll get a kick out of it.
That's awesome. Do they have like a ceremony for graduating from junior high school? Because I have to go to one of those on June 19th, and I'm disturbed by it that I have to go to some. Seriously, like, I love my kids and everything, but honestly, I've never heard of such a thing in my life.
Right.
High school graduation, is that even allowed? Like, I thought you graduated from high school.
Well, yeah, I'll be there at 9 in the morning for, I guess, about an hour or so.
I mean, I want to puke. I don't want to do it, but whatever. So what do you want to say about the Blues and Bruins?
Man, so someone who's getting into hockey from listening to you a lot lately, I'm trying to figure out why they're saying it was bad for a Stanley Cup matchup, and I hear a stat that since the Blues came in the same time as the Penguins, imagine if the Penguins hadn't won a Stanley Cup. Yeah, I mean, it seems like a pretty easy sell. So why is it not getting as much, I guess, oomph? Is it just NHL isn't doing as hot?
No, I think the league's doing fine. I mean, they're always bragging about their ratings. I just think, you know, to be honest, I just don't think anyone has ever, you know, been in a position to care or give a rat's ass about the St. Louis Blues. Do you remember they made the playoffs like every year for like 25 years or something like that, and they never got it done? And then it got even worse. They didn't make the playoffs. I remember they made it every year, like the Red Wings. The Blues would always make the playoffs, and then they'd be an out. So I think that people are stunned. I'm just saying, on a national level, I think people are stunned that they're in it, that they're in the finals. I actually think it's good for the league to have some fresh blood in there and not the same teams every year. I mean, you can have all that dynasty talk you want in basketball, but most people are sick and tired of it. You know, I believe most people are sick and tired of watching one team play in every Super Bowl, one team play in every NBA Finals. And, you know, I think that there's some validity to, you know, this is great. There's two new teams playing for the Stanley Cup. I mean, the Bruins have been there and done that. They've, you know, got it done before, so everyone's, you know, used to seeing Boston in these championships. But here they are again, the Blues, they were in, or the Bruins, they were in it in what? They were in it a couple times, right, Carver? They won it in 11, lost it in 13. Is that about right?
The Bruins, yeah.
And then they're back again. So we've seen them in it many times. And then St. Louis is never in it. So the fact that they're in it is, I think, shocking to people or unappealing to people. They're not used. I don't think there's some huge outside of Missouri, I don't believe there's Blues fans. I mean, there's a very small.
Well, look, there's a whole bunch of things here at play. One is they don't really have a major recognizable star player on the team. Now, they have Tarasenko's an awesome player. Schwartz is having a crazy good playoff. Bennington is a rookie who's been outstanding since he came up in January. But, I mean, they don't have the household names of the Crosbys, Ovechkins, you know, Tavares's, on and on and on. You know, guys that are known league-wide, Stamkos, etc. So, maybe, you know, that's part of it. They were last in the league on January 3rd. It's been just a crazy run for them. I think that everybody outside of Massachusetts, though, is probably rooting for the Blues. So, that's just, you know.
Oh, so you think that...
I think everybody except for Bruin fans and probably Blackhawk fans who hate the Blues, you know, are all going to be rooting for St. Louis to win.
To upset the Bruins.
Yeah, but especially when you have a team that never won the Cup. You know, that plays into it as well.
But they're either going to root for them or they're not going to watch.
Well, of course. I'm talking about the people who are going to get interested, non-Massachusetts people. They're going to root for the Blues, I think.
Maybe. I actually think now, do you think the finals will get ratings?
I don't think early it will, no.
I don't
either. Well, here's one thing you'd have
to... I'm not buying it.
You do have to factor something in here. They have Boston, which will do a really huge number.
Right.
Okay? And St. Louis is a major market. So if they're as crazy about it as it is, you have two big markets that will help the rating. It's not like in years past where maybe you had only one out of the two. You know, like the, you know, this year you have two major markets that are in the final. So just having those two alone should help the number be at least equivalent to what it was. It's not like it would have been if they would have got, you know, Carolina against, you know, but I mean, it would have been a much different story.
I actually, you know, no offense, I don't think it's a major market. I don't. I think it's a mid-major.
St. Louis?
Yes. I think it is. And, you know, I think it's, you know, the NFL was there. They left and everything else. It's had its problems with – it's a baseball town, if you ask me. These fans have been very loyal to that Blues team forever. I know that for a fact. But since 68, they've loved them. They love their hockey team. They really do. But it's a baseball town. Like, let's not kid ourselves. It's all about the Cardinals there. That's all there is to it.
It's always Cardinals, absolutely. No question about that.
I don't think it's a major market. That's just me. I'm not being mean. I know how people get so sensitive. I just think it's a mid-major for me. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't, you know. I actually, you know, if the Sharks were in it, the Bay Area, to me, is a lot bigger, and it would have been a bigger draw. And then the whole Jumbo Thornton thing would have worked. I have no problem at all, believe me you, with the Blues being in the Stanley Cup Finals. I think it's good for the league. Like I said, it's a fresh blood. I like it. There's a new team playing for a chance to win a Stanley Cup and get their name on the Stanley Cup. That's what it's all about. I think it's great for hockey that a new team has arrived on the scene and has made a name for themselves. And if they won the Stanley Cup, they'll get their name on it, and that'll be that. No one will ever be able to say another bad word about St. Louis hockey. I mean, what it's really been is, you know, three times they went, never won a game, and then they've had years of futility, right? Have they not just always made it and lost? They've never done anything, ever. And that's just all there is to it. And so now all of a sudden, here they are doing something. I think it's great for the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.